Like pizza? You'll love this. It's time for a monthly edition of Sound Bites in partnership with Sauce Magazine. Here's contributor Steve Potter.
This month's issue of Sauce Magazine is dedicated to pizza. Please welcome Sauce's managing editors, Catherine Claney and Heather Hughes, and Sauce's art director, Mira Nagarajan. Welcome to you all.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've been waiting for this topic for a long time. We should begin by pointing out, like your comments, that all pizzas are not created equal. What do you think?
I think that's right. I think most pizzas I would eat and enjoy, but that doesn't mean that they're all good.
That's fair to say. I mean, sometimes it's just a craving that's being satisfied. You want something that's cheesy and hot and fresh.
Or a certain sobriety level.
Yeah, exactly.
It can be medicinal.
Maybe we should explore that more. What do you mean?
There's something about that 2 a.m. post-bar pizza that doesn't matter how bad it is, it's going to hit that craving. But definitely there are quality pizzas, and there are some pizzas that you consume at 2 a.m.
And, you know, when you think of pizza, it's pretty basic, just a few ingredients. But, boy, they can be as different as night or day, and people sure have their preferences.
That is very true. As we have seen since this issue came out, there's been some controversy on our Facebook page.
Really?
Yeah, people are very passionate.
St. Louisans are very loyal, not only to St. Louis-style pizza, which apparently everyone else in the country hates, but we love it.
I get in fights with people about it all the time.
They claim it's not really pizza,
right?
And they're wrong.
It's nonsense.
But, you know, not just within St. Louis style, but there are so many small hometown pizza joints that have been around in so many neighborhoods here that people defend their place as the best place compared to the one three blocks over.
Mm-hmm. And I think Provel is real cheese. I don't care what the experts say. I could argue about that, too.
You're not alone.
So how did you I bet no one knows. I'm just guessing. None of you know how many pizza parlors or pizza places there are in St. Louis. There are probably too many to know.
Well, to start this issue, we made a list of every pizza place that was in our restaurant database and every pizza place that we could find through various internet research.
Would that be the metro area?
In the metro area. And we were well into, didn't we get into 200?
Well over 200.
Because it's not only just pizza places, it's also restaurants that maybe serve half pizza, half pasta, or restaurants that have a pizza section on their menu in addition to other things. So it got very big very quickly.
Well, I was looking at this month's Sauce Magazine, and I don't think you have 200 in there, but you sure have a lot.
Yeah,
that's right. We had to narrow it down. I mean, we had this gigantic list, and we were looking at it for a long time thinking, like, how are we going to get through all of this? So we had to figure out ways to pick the quality places that we wanted to cover. And that happened, like, okay, this place makes their own dough and this place doesn't. So that was a way to eliminate a few restaurants off the list. And if they made their sauce or if they, you know, dedicated a large portion of their menu to pizza, those were ways that we whittled that list down to make it manageable and find the best places.
Exactly.
Did you find it hard to, like, you know, name the best pizzas? Because pizzas are so different. I would think it'd be hard to actually compare some to others.
I think that's why we ended up structuring some of the features the way that we did, because once we got into the tasting, it was like there are so many that we liked and for so many different ways that it made sense to do one of our longer features is on, like, old school pizza places, so things that wouldn't be fine dining or something like that, but are really good nonetheless.
Well, let's talk about old school pizzas then, and tell me what falls into that category, and what makes an old school pizza just been around a long time or more than that?
So we kind of looked at an old school pizza place as a place that you would go to after a Little League game, or the place that everybody grew up with, that neighborhood American-style pizzeria where you go to get a large pepperoni pizza and share it with your friends, and there are checkered tablecloths and, you know, shakers of red pepper flakes and Parmesan. It's just that very classic American pizzeria, no frills, that kind of thing. And we narrowed it down to 12 neighborhood pizzerias that we thought really kind of best exemplified either their neighborhood or this style of pizza, and that were also really freaking good.
At our institutions in St. Louis,
yes,
too. I think the only pizza place that isn't well over 10 years old was Pie, but that has become such an institution over the past few years that we let it in there.
Well, what are some of the – name a couple of the old school pizza shops that you like.
Well, Heather, you liked Montebello. We tried that one in Carondelet, right?
Yes, it's on the edge of Lime on Weber Road. I just liked it so much. I think it's funny that the oldest place on our list, it was opened in 1950, was also the biggest surprise. I don't think anyone in the office had heard of this place.
I haven't
heard of it. No. Yeah. Never been there either.
No. So it has been open since 1950. It was opened by the Petrillo family. And then in 1965, the current owner's mom and stepdad bought it. So he grew up in this place his whole life. His name is Tom Nix. And he only took over around 2012. He came back and took over from his mom. And I just thought the story was so fun. He literally found the original recipes in a cabinet somewhere, and he had to use a magnifying glass to transcribe them. And he said he thought the quality had really declined. His stepdad changed the original recipes when he was pretty young, and he hadn't liked where the pizza went. And then he found these recipes and sort of brought new life to this place that didn't even have a sign on the side for a number of years. And now there is a sign on the side, but it looks like it's in an old house, and you go into the basement and these pizzas are so good.
In the basement?
Yeah. There used to be a bar at the ground level, and pizza was in the basement. Now it's just the pizza place, but they make thin crust pies that have a really nice, toothsome texture. My favorite thing there is the Italian sausage, which has a nice hint of fennel and a little bit of spice. It's really good.
What about the Blackthorn Pub?
Blackthorn?
I'm not a big fan of deep dish pizza.
You're not?
No.
Have you tried Blackthorn's?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's a little bit different. If you don't like deep dish, I think you'd really hate this because it's not just that gut punch of cheese, but it also has a really fluffy crust. It is the most filling pizza I think I've ever had. And I loved talking to the owner, Dave DeFani, because he was saying it sort of made sense of why the pizza is the way that it is. He said that he hates St. Louis style because for a guy his size, it's you can't even have a full meal from a whole pizza, basically. So he said he didn't want anyone to leave his place hungry, and you certainly will not. It's in Tower Grove South. And I also really enjoyed talking to Dave because you go in the place and it does not look very friendly. It's covered in graffiti and it's got kind of a dingy bar vibe. But he's so friendly and so nice. I've always enjoyed going to Blackthorn.
Well, I do like one thick pizza. I do like is the pie pizza, with the cornbread crust.
Yeah.
That's my one exception for the deep dish.
Something a little different.
Well, let's talk about emos. We mentioned Prevail a couple of minutes ago because this is always causes a debate, right?
Yeah.
I love emos.
Just about my favorite.
It's so good. And, I don't think every emos. You're not going to get the same pizza from every Emo's.
What?
So I have a personal favorite, the Emo's off Hampton and 40. I think they make my favorite Emo's pizza.
It doesn't make sense, though.
I think that it's something about the oven.
A franchise. They're all the same.
There's one near my house. I'll tell you what. I went down there because my niece works over there, and she was like, I'll make you a pizza, whatever you want, a special pizza. You get whatever you want on it. And I got my go-to, which is bacon, sausage, and onion. And when I got it from this other Emo's, it wasn't the same. And so I stick to the one on Hampton. Personally, I'll go out of my way for it. I think it's just so delicious because the crust is really crispy and they put the right amount of sauce on it. It's not too wet. And I just think it is my favorite.
I grew up on Emo's as well on the Illinois side. I grew up in Belleville, and my first experience was getting it in high school, where I did not know that you could get whole slices of bacon on a pizza. That was mind-blowing to me. But we were talking about this at the office because Heather grew up in the Chicago area, and she was not as big a fan of the Provel as we were.
Well, I had never tried Emo's in my life until we were finishing up this issue, and we celebrated after eating so much pizza for so many weeks by ordering Emo's. And I'm not a fan of Prevail. This was also my first Prevail experience. Earlier, while we were working on the issue, I tried a pizza with Prevail on it, and I didn't know it was Prevail. Mm-hmm. And everyone was talking about how they liked the pizza. And I was like, I don't know. It had a white sauce. And I just thought, maybe the bechamel is broken or something. It had this strange mouth coating, slimy texture I could not put my finger on. And it was Prevail. I will say, however, that when we got Emo's, I I loved it, and I felt terrible for loving it. Like, it's not that I don't like Emo's. It's that it feels like eating a bag of chips or something. I'll do it, and I'll enjoy it, but I don't think it's a good idea all the time.
This is a major problem for you, isn't it?
I thought a lot about Mel and Emo's.
To be fair, that first pizza that she talked about didn't make it on the list, so it wasn't a very good representation.
I have to tell you, I always have a container of Emo's, you know, Kitchen Buying and Grocery Store, mm-hmm. Emo's cheese mm-hmm. in my refrigerator 24/7.
I have a theory that if you were raised in the St. Louis area or you were born in the St. Louis area, you are genetically wired to somehow prefer Provel or enjoy Provel.
It's like a drug addiction.
I think it is. I think it's something in the water. I don't know. Because anybody I know that grew up here really likes it. Anybody I know that grew up somewhere else and moved here does not understand what the hell we're talking about.
All right, let's move on. We'll never settle that debate, will we?
Not. Maybe not.
All right, let's take a couple of others. Peroni's Pizza, that's one I have not heard of either.
Peroni's is a neighborhood institution up in Florissant where it opened in 1976. There's now two locations. There's the original that's still there, and there's another one in St. Peter's. The current owners, Jay Jaworski and Rick Puckett, started working at Peroni's when they were 14 years old. And it was fun. I was interviewing Jay, and he said that he left Peroni's when he went to college at 18, and he said, I will never work in food service again. And at 21, after he graduated, he and Rick bought Peroni's and bought the place that they've been working at since they were in high school. One of the things that the pizza that we loved at Peroni's was the Jerry Special, which is named for a longtime manager, although that's a bone of contention, I understand. There's one person who says he made it first. Their pizza is an ultra thin, very crisp crust with a slightly sweet Sicilian style sauce. And then this particular pizza is topped with pepperoni, the Provel St. Louis style cheese, and really crispy bacon bits, like ultra crispy. So it adds a nice texture. But the kick here is that there's red pepper flakes in the sauce, which gives this little subtle heat that mm-hmm. sticks around long after you finish the pizza. But it's not overwhelming. You're not like sweating eating it. But it's really, really great pizza.
Well, the first time I heard about Pizza A Go-Go, I thought they had a dance floor.
Apparently, that question has come up a few times. So Frank LaFada opened Pizza A Go-Go originally near Gravois in 1967. 50 years later, his son Paul operates the family business at its current home on Scanlon near Lindenwood Park. And this is another one of those places you'd barely see it from the outside. It's tucked into a residential neighborhood on the corner. It looks just like a plain brick building except for an awning that says Pizza A Go-Go since 1967. You go in, there's very little to do about it. Paul said the recipes, the menu, the method, absolutely nothing has changed since 1967. And when I asked him about the name, he said it actually came from, his dad got the name from a club that used to exist in the Gaslight District called Whiskey A Go-Go. Mm-hmm. But there were no go-go dancers ever present at the pizzeria. He said he's pretty sure his dad would have told him that.
You know, I always think of pizza places as being really informal. Are there any like fancy white tablecloth pizza places you've ever heard of?
In St. Louis, there's Randolphi's, which came up in another story that has nicer Italian food and pizza, but uh-huh. definitely nothing here that's like white tablecloth just devoted.
I guess because if you're eating pizza, you don't want to feel bad about, you know, part of it dropping on the table. Or
eating it with your hands.
Right. That makes
sense.
The
food of the people.
I mentioned Pie, and that's P-I, mm-hmm. Pie Pizzeria a couple of minutes ago, and that's the one thick one I do like, and I always think of President Obama.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Pie, as Heather said at the beginning, it's definitely one of the younger pizzas on our list, but Pie made a name for itself here that definitely can't be ignored. There are 5 locations in St. Louis and 2 in D.C., and part of the reason they're open in D.C., because as you said, Pie got on the national radar when Barack Obama came here in 08 when he was campaigning, and he tried it, and he was so impressed that he actually invited Chris Summers, the owner, to come cook for the first family at the White House after he won. And since then, there have been 2 pies that have opened in D.C. and another in Cincinnati. But this is a deep dish style crust that is a cornmeal crust, which is what you were referring to. And I actually really prefer that to the traditional Chicago style as well. I like that texture. But it's just a really nice deep dish style that doesn't have quite the same gut punch of cheese as Heather referred to.
A couple here I'm familiar with, Racinelli's and Joni's.
Mm-hmm. Racinelli's. John Racinelli, the owner, grew up in New York City in a Bronx restaurant family and then brought his hometown pizza here. He opened the first Racinelli's in 1994, and there's a couple locations now, but this is where you go for those big foldable slices, like pick it up, fold it in half, and walk out the door and eat. It's definitely, our writer called it a working man slice.
And I've gone to Joni's a couple of times in Soulard.
Yeah, Joni's is a Sauce Magazine favorite. I should say I always order it when I feel stressed. And my favorite there is the Joni's favorite veggie. It's got all sorts of vegetables on it, squash and mushroom, spinach, roasted garlic, and it makes me feel healthy because it's got clean ingredients in it, but it's still pizza at the end of the day, so it's going to satisfy that craving that I'm having. And Joni Thomas opened it in the late 90s, and now Jeff Schneider, he's kind of taken over, and it's just really good thin crust pizza is what I always get there. But they also have a double-decker kind of pizza where it's like a thick hand-tossed pizza on the bottom and whatever toppings you like on top of that. And then they put like a thin sheet of pizza dough on top of that. So it's like a real pie. And then they brush it with butter and Parmesan cheese. And that is the next thing that I will be getting at Joni's in Soulard.
Farachi's I've never heard of.
Farachi's is in Ellisville. And it's a small family-run place. They opened it in 1968. And Pete and Vince Farachi still run it to this day. And they make all their dough, they make their sauce, they grind the meat for their sausage and their meatballs, and that's how they did it when they first opened, and they continue to do that. And I really liked, you know, in Ellisville, there weren't a lot of places like this where it's like small family-run pizza shops, small family-run restaurants, and they've been kind of sticking to the tradition of when they first opened, and I thought it was really, really good.
Ferrato's is sort of the place that sticks in my mind just from my youth. They opened the year after I was born, and I have many memories of driving down McKnight Road into Rock Hill. And back then, Ferrato's, I think it had two or three tables. It was mostly just a walk-in little lobby where you picked your pizza up and took it home. Mm-hmm. And it's expanded over the years, but I always liked Ferrato's.
We love it, too. I mean, it's thin crust pizza, St. Louis-style pizza, and Jeff Parrott, he's the owner. He's run the restaurant since his aunt and uncle kind of passed it on to him. And they opened in 1956. And so it's been around for a really long time. And people still go there. It's every time I've been to Ferrato's, it is crowded. There's a crowd and there's a lot of people there and people bring their families there. And it's a really great little family-run place.
I want to ask you about frozen pizza. I haven't had a frozen pizza. When I was younger, I used to eat them more often. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've had a frozen pizza in 4 or 5 years. But I think Dogtown is a pretty good frozen pizza.
Dogtown frozen pizza.
But I want to get to, are you snobs about frozen pizza?
No.
Not at all.
That's a great
Red Baron. I'll buy a Red Baron 4 cheese with no shame.
Oh, sure, Heather. You won't eat Emos, but
no,
frozen pizza is
okay. I will eat Emos. I just feel a little bit guilty about it.
But to be fair, I feel that way about a Totino's party pizza sometimes.
And
so,
again.
Really, really.
But Dogtown, I actually have been eating the past couple of years without really realizing too much about its background. But I got a chance to talk with the owners, Meredith and Rick Shaper. And the reason they got into the frozen pizza business was because they thought they would open a restaurant. They'd been hosting pizza parties at their home for years in Dogtown. And they invited some investors over one night to try to drum up some business and have a party. And no one invested. This was right before the economy was tanking and nobody was going to take a risk on a restaurant, which is already a risky business in and of itself. But they had one friend who couldn't make it to this meeting. And he said, hey, I can't make it, but can you throw an uncooked one in the freezer for me? And I'll get it when I get home. And that's when they realized they had this opportunity because people were dining out less during the recession, mm-hmm. which meant they were at the grocery store more. And so they were, you know, people are walking down the frozen pizza aisle. They see a lot of different options, but everybody recognizes Dogtown and the Arch. And having Provel on a or a St. Louis style pizza cheese anyways is something that they really were excited to see in the frozen pizza aisle.
I want to spend a minute on something you wrote about in this month's Sauce Magazine. You call it Franken pizzas. And I was looking, there are a couple here that really bother me.
Oh, no.
Number one, breakfast pizza with gravy and eggs. And then there's another one, spaghetti pizza. It just seems wrong.
No.
That's why we call them monsters.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's all good. It's just, it's a fun thing. You know, people have been doing food mashups like the Cronut, it's a donut and a croissant, or a ramen burger, where it's a burger with ramen noodle buns. But it's it's just a fun thing to do. Like the spaghetti pizza that you mentioned, it's at Johnny's Pizza in Fairview Heights. And it's literally spaghetti noodles tossed in meat sauce on a pizza crust and topped with mozzarella cheese.
I got a real quick question. Mm-hmm. Are there any good sides for pizza besides a salad? What else do you eat with pizza?
Oh, God. Wine? Is that an eating thing?
That counts on the side.
Food, Mira. Food.
Yeah, my go-to is always the salad.
Yeah, you need something like green and fresh
and
to kind
some,
of...
with some like vinegar.
Yes, kind of cut through that cheese and that thickness.
I do like to have a side of olive oil or cream cheese to dip the crust in.
But you mentioned wine. I never thought of drinking wine with pizza. I mean, a little...
Oh, sure, it's
for
Italian.
Shame.
Do it.
But a little beer just seems more appropriate.
I mean, well, people love beer, too. There's nothing wrong. Both are good choices.
Both are right.
Do you eat dessert after pizza?
Mm-hmm. If you have room, go for it.
Not if it's deep dish, right?
Yeah, don't think too hard about that.
Well, let me just start with you, Catherine. What's your favorite pizza?
So my favorite pizza currently in St. Louis, is a place called Pizzioli in Soulard. They do a Neapolitan style pizza where every pizza is made to order and wood fired. And it's a vegetarian pizza restaurant, which I didn't think I would like. I was the kid that always wanted sausage, pepperoni, bacon on the pizza. But the owner, Scott Sandler, makes each pizza by himself. And it's just the crust is incredibly toothsome and chewy. It's perfect.
Mira, your favorite.
Okay, I have two because I can't decide. One is the four cheese pizza at Pastoria. Every time I go there, I get that. It's fantastic. All white cheese and a little bit of gorgonzola for a bite. And then Union Loafers. Pizza. They just started doing pizza nights. They have the classic, which is my favorite, and then the pepperoni with Calabrian chilies.
It's more than two.
I mean, that was great. I'm sorry. Two places.
I'm going to stop you now.
Okay. And,
how about you, Heather?
Well, Union Loafers classic, I have to say, is my favorite, but I also picked another one because I knew Mira was going to say that. The Montebello Italian sausage and banana peppers. It's so good.
Oh, that was really
good. Well, I'm going to say my favorite topping is pineapple and bacon.
You're a pineapple guy. Uh-huh.
I want to put that out there. And also, just for the record, I want you to know that I'm sort of an expert because I did work for 3 months at Mr. Getty's Pizzeria in Louisville, Kentucky in 1976.
Oh, Mr. Getty's. So, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Thank you all for being here. We'll look forward. There's a lot in this month's Sauce Magazine about pizzas, and we've enjoyed talking to you about it.
Thank you so much.
That's contributor Steve Potter with our monthly Soundbite segment, talking with Sauce Magazine managing editors Catherine Claney and Heather Hughes and art director Mira Nagarajan. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.